Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Workouts for Older Men podcast. I am Skip LeCorn. I'm so glad that you are joining me here today for the Workouts for Older Men podcast. It's day number 65 of the 100 Days of Workouts for Older Men challenge. And in this podcast, I want to answer the question, how to lose man boobs when you are older. How to lose man boobs when you are older. That flabby chest, the moobs, man boobs, right? Flabby chest, even when you're lean, even when you've done the work. Sometimes we have too much fat as we get older in the chest area. So is there a set of exercises, a rep scheme, routines? How often should you change your routines? Or is it diet or special foods, right? How to get rid of the man boobs when you're older? I'm going to answer that question in this podcast. I'm also going to give you an invitation to join me in the Workouts for Older Men members-only website. You get instant access, lifetime access, into this members-only website that has workout routines for older men, diet, nutrition advice is stocked through, and I stock it often, so you got to go back often. Absolutely free, instant access, lifetime access into the Workouts for Older Men members-only website, so stick around to the end of this podcast so I tell you how to get free instant access. So in this podcast, I'm going to tell you how to lose man boobs when you're older and a lot more. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Workouts for Older Men podcast. I am Skip LeCorn. I'm so glad you're joining me here today for this Workouts for Older Men podcast. It's day number 65 of the 100 Days of Workouts for Older Men challenge. And today I want to explain how to lose man boobs when you are older. How to lose the man boobs when you're older. That flabby chest fat, flabby chest. How do you firm that up? How do you get rid of the fat there? The man boobs, moobs, right? Whatever that you call them. You know, it seems like when you're a little bit older, even when you're lean and in shape, and certainly if you're not in shape, you know you haven't been working out and you have excess body fat. That could be as little as 20 pounds extra, certainly 30, 40, 50 pounds. You got the man boobs, all right? Unsightly, flabby chest. But it's not just when you're overweight, also when you're pretty lean. You know, you look better than most. Even if you get in that top 20%, you know, you have the last 20 pounds or so of the stubborn fat that you can't get rid of, you still have those man boobs. Sure, it isn't as bad as if a guy who weighs 50 pounds overweight, or maybe you weight a lot more and it's improved a lot, but you still have the saggy man boobs. And you didn't have that when you were younger. Even if you weren't that all lean and ripped and in shape, you still didn't have the man boobs. And so sometimes a lot of men get in shape and they look pretty good, and their arms look pretty good, their legs look pretty good, and, you know, it's just, you know, something. It just seems like it drops, the muscle drops, and that is true. You know, I think that for some whatever reasons, it's not just a foregone conclusion that you have to have man boobs. But even when you're lean, it seems like as you get older, it tends to droop there, and it's not the muscles are drooping, it's just that more fat accumulates there, even when you're lean. All right, so how do you do that? You might ask, well, how do I get rid of those? Push-ups, is there bench press exercises? Is there a certain routine, you know, so many chest exercise, whether the machine or free weights, dumbbells, barbells, or whatever. What about, in addition to a routine, what about the rep scheme? Well, higher reps, doing a lot of reps, all targeted to that chest, can that melt the fat and get rid of the man boobs? All right, what about diet? Is there a special diet? Is there a way you have to eat to get rid of man boobs? If it is fat, right, and maybe even some special foods, how do you get rid of those moobs, man boobs, the flabby chest? All right, so, you know, I'll emphasize this over and over and over again because you hear a lot of things that contradict what I'm saying. And it's about exercise and losing fats or firming up a particular area or getting it ripped and lean, whether it is your arms, your abs, your legs, whatever. Certainly, if you want to get lean chest. You know, exercise, talk about routines and rep schemes and those type of things. Weight training builds muscle. Weight training overloads muscle, initiates the muscle building process. And even if you do a great job, even if you build a lot of muscle, if you have too much body fat in the chest area, right, you're not going to see what you have done with weight training. But make no mistake about it, weight training is to stimulate muscle growth. It doesn't target fat, right? A lot of guys like when they the abs, you hear this all the time, I do 1,000 sit-ups a day or whatever it may be, like they're burning that fat in front of those abs. Doesn't matter if there's too much fat in front of the abs. You can do all the sit-ups in the world. You can do them weighted, hanging, whatever it is. You know, you'll be building and tightening, you know, that muscle, right, because it's doing the work. But it won't be visible if you have too much body fat, right? Well, same thing with every body part, even if you think you're lean, right? So all weight training, you can't rep it out and burn the fat in a targeted area. So all the weight training routines and whatever exercises they are, whatever rotation of exercise, no matter if you change up your workouts often, it doesn't matter if you do a high rep scheme, even a low rep scheme or a medium rep scheme, no exercise is going to target that muscle and burn the fat that makes those man boobs. It's not troopy muscles, it's fat. Even if you don't think you ever used to carry that fat when you were younger, even if you're lean, that's too much fat, right? It's just amazing, you know, when you lose that fat and, you know, you think you've got an old-looking chest and you're pretty good, you know, maybe even under 20%. It is just amazing how youthful your chest will look, how it would seem as though it's raising up and tightening as you lose that body fat. But it's going to take, you know, it's just a visual thing, a lot less than, better than most guys, right? A lot less than 20%. You know, just an eyeball. People get these percentages all wrong, so it's just a visual. So either, you know, get rid of the man boobs or you don't, but, you know, closer to 14%, 15%, maybe even lower to get rid of the man boobs, but it can look just as young and youthful as, as a 25-year-old. Right, so don't just think because it's drooping, even though you see men who are in shape with a droopy chest, it's just they're just not lean enough, even though they're lean. All right, so it's going to be done by losing the body fat, and no weight training exercise, no combination, no rep scheme is going to do that. It's just really important that you understand that. Now, I know a lot of guys, like when it's abs, they do 1,000 sit-ups every single day, and they do have ripped abs, but they have ripped abs, and it's because they're lean. It isn't because of all those exercises. That didn't contribute to them being lean so they can see those abs. All right? So you might hear if someone does this rep scheme or this recommends this weight training routine, and they have a nice lean chest, and they might even tell you they used to have man boobs. But believe me when I tell you, they may have done the routine that they told you. They may have done that rep scheme. But it's the fact that they out lean. All right? They lost the body fat, and that's what it got rid of the man boobs, and it wasn't done through the weight training. It was done through their diet. Maybe a little teeny bit of cardio, kind of that helps you get in that deficit. You know, a little constant, consistent cardio. But that's way secondary to the diet. You got to lose that body fat. What are the four principles I always talk about to lose body fat? Whether it's in your abs, to get ripped up arms, or to lose the man boobs. Right? Can't eat too much food. Right? You got to know how many calories you're eating to even know if you're eating too much food. Right, you got to be consistent when you find the right amount of calories for you that keep you lean. It's not necessarily a deficit. Either your body will be working in deficit, but you can't always just figure that out by, you know, punching your statistics into a website. That just gives you a ballpark. But you got to be consistent when you find the right amount. Can't eat too little food, too few calories. Go into that kind of, you know, that term starvation mode. You got to, ironically or counterintuitively, eat more calories a lot of times. Can't just eat 12 or 1,500 calories. You're not hungry. You know, it worked to get you this lean. It's not going to get you that lean enough to get rid of the man boobs. So you got to make sure you eat enough calories, whatever that might be for you. And then the fourth thing is you got to make sure your expectations are real. Even if you do a lot of hard work and you feel as though, you know, that 6 weeks of hard work should be producing more, maybe get rid of your man boobs. Not necessarily true. All right, so you can be doing everything right, but your expectations don't really align. Well, I don't know how you necessarily do that. And you might quit, think that you're doing something wrong where you just haven't waited enough time. So it's the nutritional things that I talk about all the time to get lean by optimizing your metabolism, getting it run efficiently with these nutritional habits, right, that I talk about, non-specifically, right? But you know how this all works. And that's how you get rid of the man boobs. And like I said, you can do that with your nutrition, and then you can do all these workout routines and different rep schemes. But it was because you got rid of the body fat through your nutrition is why you got rid of the man boobs, and not because of the exercises or the rotation of exercises or the rep scheme. All right, so hey, I have a members-only website, the Workouts for Older Men members-only website, the Workouts for Older Men members-only website. You can go to workoutsforoldermen.com, all right? And I'm going to give you free, instant, lifetime access into this members-only website, right? So you go there, you fill out a questionnaire, just tell me about your journey. I want to learn about you, right? What you've done, what you're looking for, what your goals are, what's worked, what hasn't worked. I'll see if you're working in a commercial gym, how long you've been training. I want to know all about you. And I personally will issue a username and password, and that will be sent to you to get into this Workouts for Older Men members only website. There's training routines, all kinds of workouts. So if you're looking at for workouts, there's a nutrition advice, personal development, motivation advice. I just stock it and you go back often because the information gets dripped out the longer you're in the website. So, you know, some will be dripped. There'll be a lot there when you immediately get in. And then 3 days later, 5 days later, 7 days later, 2 weeks later, there's more and more information that is dripped out. So Workouts for Older Men, diets, nutritional information, motivation, mindset strategies, absolutely free. Instant access, lifetime access into the Workouts for Older Men members-only website. Go to workoutsforoldermen.com, fill out that questionnaire, and when you fill that out, in addition to me immediately sending you a username and password, I'm going to read that over. And if you play it all out, filling out the questionnaire, I might give you a phone call. I'll give you a text, welcome you into our circles, right? And you log my number into your phone. You can even call me, text me if you have a question, right? I take care of my guys. You know, I got a special group of older men, right? So fill out that questionnaire thoroughly. Shows me your level of interest, all right? So, so go to workoutsforoldermen.com, fill out that questionnaire, and I'll welcome you aboard, right? I'm personally issuing you that username and password. All right, so that's going to do it for this Workouts for Older Men podcast. Is day number 65 of the Workouts for Older Men challenge. All right, make sure you go to workoutsforoldermen.com, get access into that members only website, and I look forward to talking with you or texting you. All right, so let's take on the day with a sense of urgency. We have to when we're a little bit older. We've got more time behind us than we do in front of us. Have a great day.